AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. New House Speaker Paul Ryan says there may be a way to compromise on some immigration issues with President Obama.
I think if we reach consensus on something like border enforcement, interior security, that's one thing. But I do not believe we should advance comprehensive immigration legislation with a president who has proven himself untrustworthy on this issue.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press talking about the upcoming House agenda. House Democratic Whip Congressman Steny Hoyer told CBS's Face the Nation Ryan will face problems within his own Republican Party as he tries to move policies forward.
He's going to confront the same challenge that John Boehner confronted when he said, pragmatically, in order to keep the government running, in order to keep the economy growing, we're going to have to take some actions. We'll see if he can get the support that John Boehner found so difficult.
Former Tennessee Republican Senator Fred Thompson is dead. He was in Congress for 6 years and left Congress when his term was up in 2003. In 2007 and 08, he was briefly a candidate for the GOP presidential nomination. In a campaign speech, he said it was important to keep a Republican in the White House.
Our country needs strong leadership, needs our party to step up, assume the mantle of leadership again.
His family says Thompson, who was also a lawyer and actor, died in Nashville after a recurrence of lymphoma at age 73. For a time, he co-starred on the TV show Law & Order. His film credits include In the Line of Fire, The Hunt for Red October, and Cape Fear. Authorities in Pennsylvania and Minnesota are investigating reports of needle-like objects found in Halloween candy. Meanwhile, police in Massachusetts say someone left out samples of cough syrup for trick-or-treaters. This is AP Radio News. Turns out Hollywood did not scare up much business over the Halloween weekend.
Mark Watney is still alive.
In your face, Neil Armstrong.
Matt Damon's space adventure, The Martian, holds on to number one. It's been in the top spot for 4 out of the last 5 weekends.
Did you unlock a book?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I'll put it back where it belongs. Look, here it is. Look.
No, don't open it!
Family fright flick Goosebumps holds in second place this weekend. New films from both Sandra Bullock and Bradley Cooper are flops in their openings. I'm Jamie Fryer.
The Atlantic Coast Conference has thrown some penalty flags of its own Sunday, suspending the officiating crew that worked the Miami Duke game for 2 league contests. The league found that the officials committed a series of errors that allowed the Hurricanes to score a wild last play touchdown and pull out a win. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.